Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling a really significant piece of South African legislation. It's the Spatial Planning and Land Use Management Act, 2013. Most people just call it SPLUMA. Our goal here is to give you a solid overview, you know, get a handle on this framework and what it actually changes about planning and development.
Absolutely. And to really get SPLUMA, you have to look back. The Act's preamble tells you why it was needed. It says point blank that the old laws were based on racial inequality and segregation. This created, well, frankly, unsustainable settlement patterns, lots of fragmentation. Think about it, before SPLUMA, you might have needed approvals under provincial rules, old apartheid laws, maybe even rules from former homelands. Just a mess. It led to, as the Act puts it, duplication and unfair discrimination.
Okay, so a pretty broken system. Let's unpack what SPLUMA tries to build instead. It talks about a uniform, effective, and comprehensive system. That sounds good on paper, definitely efficient. But South Africa's got such huge differences between regions, histories. Does uniform risk being too rigid, you know, inflexible for local realities?
That's really the core challenge the Act grapples with. Yes, the main goal is this single system. But crucially, it also explicitly aims to redress the imbalances of the past and promote social and economic inclusion. So the uniformity is maybe more about the process, the administrative side. The philosophy, though, demands it be locally relevant.
Right. And that philosophy really comes through in Chapter 2, the development principles. The first one jumps right out. Spatial justice. It's about better access to land, specifically mentioning informal settlements, former homeland areas, places hit hard by poverty. It's really about physically rebalancing things.
Exactly. And balancing that is the principle of spatial sustainability. This isn't just environmental fluff. It's a concrete instruction to limit urban sprawl, and very importantly, to protect prime and unique agricultural land. So a municipality can't just okay a big housing development on fertile farmland if it threatens food security. It puts real checks on development.
Okay, so you've got these guiding ideals. Justice, sustainability, how does that translate into like actual zoning rules on a specific piece of land?
It's structured in layers. You have these overarching spatial development frameworks, national, provincial, down to the municipal level. They set the direction. But the real teeth, those are the binding land use schemes that each municipality has to create. This scheme becomes the single rule book for all land use in that area, one document.
And this is where we hit a really major operational shift, isn't it? These land use schemes aren't just suggestions. The Act says once they're adopted, they have the force of law. What does that mean practically?
It means everything. It's huge. It binds everyone. Private landowners, sure, but also the municipality itself. And critically, state-owned enterprises too. Before SPLUMA, government bodies often just ignored local planning rules. Now, they're legally required to follow the municipal land use scheme. No exceptions.
Wow, okay. And checking if plans fit the scheme, deciding on applications that's done by the municipal planning tribunals, this feels like where the power really shifts.
Absolutely. These tribunals are set up specifically to handle all land use and development applications. It's a very deliberate move. Takes those decisions away from, say, potentially political council votes. Instead, you have appointed independent planning experts making the calls. The idea is to depoliticize it, make it faster, more objective for everyone involved. And if you zoom out, connect all these dots, spatial justice, sustainability, the binding schemes, the tribunals. The ultimate aim is what the Act calls spatial resilience. It's about building flexibility into planning so communities, especially vulnerable ones, can better withstand economic shocks or environmental problems. Sustainable livelihoods, basically.
So putting it all together, SPLUMA cleans up decades of fragmented, often discriminatory laws. It replaces things like the old Development Facilitation Act, creates one national framework, makes powerful players follow local plans. But that brings us to a final thought, something for you to consider. The whole point is addressing deep historical segregation, right? So how fast can one uniform national system truly adapt to and respect the incredibly different unique circumstances of every single municipality, which the Act also says it must do? That feels like a real tension to watch.